Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be lots of sunshine. We will have a high of about 55. Right now, 41 degrees in Kenosha, 39 in Burlington, 49 Milwaukee, 44 degrees in Racine. Several families displaced by a fire to a multi-unit apartment building in Kenosha Sunday night. City crews called to the 2100 block of 61st Street for the report of smoke at the upper level of that complex. Paramedics were sent to the back of the building, where on-scene reports indicated that children had exited. At least one person, unknown if it was a child or an adult, was taken to the hospital. The Red Cross was brought in to offer help to the almost dozen people displaced. In Racine, fire caused about $800 damage to a cable box and some siding on the outside of a home in the 900 block of Walnut Street. And there was a fire late Saturday that resulted in about $1,500 damage to the residence above a liquor store at 1046 Pearl Street. It was in a bedroom closet and was quickly extinguished. Both those fires remain under investigation. In Milwaukee, police looking for a 2015 Lexus R350. It slammed into a car that was driven by an Uber driver. It killed three passengers. The Uber driver survived. Police indicate two men in that Lexus ran a red light near North 2nd and West Clyburn about 3 o'clock in the morning. 62.1 billion miles is what the Wisconsin Department of Transportation believes drivers traveled on state roadways in 2015. That's an all-time record, and it's about 2.1 billion miles more than in 2014. It's also the largest annual percentage jump in Wisconsin vehicle miles in recent memory. 17 years, in fact, according to Jennifer Murray, DOT's travel forecasting section chief, says a lot of people out on the roads.
There's several things that factor into the record high VMT. The state's population and economy continue to grow, gas prices are low, and we continue to see growth in the amount of commercial motor vehicle traffic.
VMT is the standardized measure for highways use that Murray says is used in a variety of ways, things like transportation planning. It's calculated when you combine the data on statewide fuel consumption, the highway performance monitoring system, and from automatic traffic recorders all around the state. Take note, reconstruction of the 7 Mile Road Highway V intersection is scheduled to begin today, which means the intersection is closed for about 2 weeks. 7 Mile Road closed from the East Frontage Road to Highway 38 and Highway V closed from Highway G to the Milwaukee County line. Coming up tonight in Caledonia, a public information meeting around 7:30 p.m. at the Eastside Community Center on a state DOT project proposal to replace the Hoods Creek Bridge in 2 years. 63-year-old bridge is 21 feet long. It connects to a number of homes in that subdivision, but it's so unsafe that the village administrator, Tom Christensen, recently voiced concern about maybe losing a fire truck if they had to go to a call in that area. It would cost more than $520,000 for a new bridge. Village would cover 20%. Federal money would take care of the rest. Parents for Homestead High School students in Mequon being asked to monitor their kids for signs of hand, foot, and/or mouth disease. At least 10 cases confirmed over the past couple of weeks. Health officials say it's most common in children under the age of 5, but it can also be contracted by adults and teenagers. The symptoms include a fever, sore throat, poor appetite followed by mouth sores, even skin rashes. There's a new report out from the Andy Casey Foundation that pulls together what it claims is evidence that the ineffectiveness of youth correctional facilities shows them to be expensive, prone to abuse, and they also fail to perform. The report recommends closing all youth prisons and reinvesting in other types of programs, while noting that in some states there is a racial component, Wisconsin incarcerating black youth more than 16 times the national average.
And in that basic measure, these institutions fail miserably. The recidivism rates for these institutions range from 70% to 80%. So they're not performing their basic community safety function in any way, shape, or form.
That is Foundation President and CEO Patrick McCarthy, who says the model used for youth prisons is focused on security and control instead of providing the appropriate developmental needs of young people. And a committee formed to recommend changes to Wisconsin's chronic wasting disease plan, scheduled to hold its first meeting, that is, this coming Thursday. The Chronic Wasting Disease Response Plan Review Committee will convene in Madison. It'll be open to the public. The Department of Natural Resources, operating under a 15-year plan that expires in the year 2025, calling for reducing local deer herds in isolated areas of infection. However, centers mostly on monitoring the disease's spread. The agency's board in December of 2015 ordered a review of the plan amid concerns that the disease had been spreading unchecked. Well, the city of Racine's already had hundreds of early voters stop in at City Hall, and by the time it's over Friday before the big election, some 10,000 early votes are going to be taken. Mayor John Dickert says it's all set up in the council chambers up on the second floor.
We've created a system that is the most fluid system we've ever had, in and out in a matter of minutes, and that's even with a lot of people coming in.
The mayor says that parking's been made available on the lot behind the building, including spaces up front for anybody with a handicap placard. Racine's early voting continues at City Hall till 5 p.m. November 4th. Each municipality in Wisconsin's responsible for dates and hours of that. Contact your municipal clerk's office by phone or online for details. In Eau Claire County, the clerk there, Donna Austad, is tired of hearing complaints about the election in November being rigged. Says she's explained to a number of voters about safeguards and how the ballots are counted, even fears of voter fraud. She says anybody who thinks the election is rigged, more than welcome to volunteer as a poll watcher. Speaking of that, a popular sport for some, it is a job for many connected to candidates in the elections. Being a poll watcher, it's a big thing for a lot of folks. And it's a high-profile ballot, of course, for November 8th, so rest assured, a lot of people going to be watching at the polls. The Wood County clerk is Cynthia Sepress. She heads up the Wisconsin County Clerks Association. Says watching from a distance, it's among the rules to ensure the process runs kind of smoothly.
They're required to be within hearing of those poll lists, so when you as the voter check in, publicly state your name and address that they can hear it. Those election observers should be wearing a name tag. They have to sign in on a log.
Complete rules governing elections observers, they can be found on the State Elections Commission website. A reminder again about early voting, you still have the chance to get that done and avoid potentially long lines on November the 8th. Meanwhile, the presidential debates, they've provided jabs and accusations, little attention, though, to issues of concern to average Americans like the future of Social Security. That according to Lisa Lamkins, the Federal Issues Director for AARP Wisconsin. She says about 170 million Americans rely on this program, and in the Badger State, Social Security is of paramount importance.
We've got 3 million Wisconsinites who are currently working and paying into Social Security. And those folks and the 1 million Wisconsinites who are currently getting benefits are depending on Social Security to be there for them.
She says working people in the state and their families deserve to know what Social Security will remain as strong as they plan to for the future. A lot of Wisconsin residents, like millions in other states, rely on Social Security as the principal source of their retirement because personal savings, she says, not often enough, and not everybody has a pension plan anymore. Gateway Technical College has a Promise program that helps to ensure qualifying students seeking an education the ability to realize that dream of going to college and beginning a pathway toward a career and personal success. There's also a chance at free tuition with this, and there's a partnership in it with Racine Unified that has even grabbed some nationwide attention.
Dr. Albrecht, president of Gateway, and Dr. Haas have been invited to a convening in Arlington, Virginia to talk about promising practices with community college and K-12 districts put on by the American Association of Community Colleges. So that is coming up next month, and we're very excited about that.
That's Zena Haywood, Gateway's Executive Vice President and Provost, telling the Board of Education in Racine recently the Promise is designed to get students excited about going to college.
There's an increased number of students enrolling at Gateway that we want to see have those career-based education and college degrees. It's increased academic focus and career readiness is what this program is about. It's also to increase student persistence and completion of degrees.
Haywood notes community donations to the $3 million goal for the program total more than $1.5 million through Gateway's Foundation and the Promise Endowment Fund, which includes S.E. Johnson and its chief executive, Fisk Johnson. The free college tuition and fees for 3 years, really the carrot to get them to come, according to Haywood, while adding, once we get them, we hold them tight. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.